Okay, hi everyone. Trying again. Hoping you can hear us only one time this time. That was a fun mixtape. So Shabbat Technology proves to be just confusing and a new challenge for us, but still great. I'm checking in with all of our some technical support here to make sure this is going to work now. Okay, so Shabbat Shalom. Sorry for that delay. Thanks for hanging out with us and being with us. Here we are, me, Rev Lisa, streaming from my dining room, and I have with me Reut Berkowitz, our delightful internal relations officer at Hillel on the governing board. Also streaming from, where are you, Reut?
I am in Ann Arbor. Woo!
Okay. But we are not together, only on the screen. And Reut is as part of her role on the Shabbat committee. And the Shabbat committee is a group of students that thinks intentionally about how do we plan Shabbat together. And as we are imagining sort of how to make Shabbat meaningful for all of us while we're spread apart and can't be together for the rest of this semester, one of the things that has come up is to talk about bringing in Shabbat in the way that we've been doing the last few weeks. And Reut is wonderful and offered to join me on this time this week and to share a little bit about candlelighting in particular as a way of welcoming in Shabbat. So we're going to talk about candlelighting. We're still going to sing a little bit, and we'll see you in for the next few minutes. So I'm going to turn it over to Reut to give us a little bit of an introduction. We'll go back and forth a little bit, and we hope that we bring in Shabbat together in a way that is meaningful for everyone.
Hi guys, hi everybody. Shabbat Shalom and welcome to our live stream wherever you might be. So I wanted to share a little bit about candlelighting and why it's such an important ritual and custom for me and my family and growing up. So just in general, candlelighting is a ritual in Judaism that is so universal and unique, and it's traditionally performed by women, which is very special. So, the lighting of the Shabbat candles represents a distinction between the mundane of the week to the holiness and the sanctity of the 25 hours within Shabbat. Especially now with being in quarantine and kind of not having that distinction of kind of being home all the time, having this time where we light candles and we bring in the Shabbat is a really unique and special time. So we bring ourselves into this spiritual period of rest and cohesiveness with light, and we also exit with light of the Havdalah service at the end of Shabbat. Once we light these candles, there's a special atmosphere of Shalom Bayit, or peace within the home, that helps us enter our Shabbat, our special Shabbat soul. So that's a little bit about lighting candles.
Thank you. Yeah, and we put out on Instagram a few hours ago just asking people sort of what is bringing in Shabbat light to you? What does light mean to you? And I wanted to share a few responses that we got in. One of them being the idea of welcoming, and I really love that sense of like welcoming in Shabbat. Ray mentioned Shalom Bayit, the sort of like peace within the home that is welcomed in when she lights candles with in Ann Arbor or with family. And some other responses were that light represents hope, which is something I think we really need right now. A new experience or that transition time, and positive vibes and good energy. Those are all awesome. Thoughts shared about Shabbat light. For me, I want to go back a little bit to the hope piece. and that transition piece. I think for me, candlelighting is, and sort of the way it works in the Shabbat ritual is that it's kind of the first thing that we do to bring Shabbat in. And light was also the first thing created. And so when we first light light, we are in essence sort of bringing in creation and in the same way that God did in the Torah. And because of that, it can be a really auspicious time, the candlelighting time. Traditionally, as Rayut mentioned, it's a mitzvah specifically for women, although people of all genders, I think, can find meaning in candlelighting now. And because it was an auspicious time in that moment, and particularly for women, there's a tradition of sort of saying extra prayers when you're bringing in the Shabbat light and the Shabbat day with candlelighting. And that is a really beautiful and powerful thing. And Rayut's going to share a little bit more about what that means for her. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about my current practice around candlelighting and how I'm thinking about bringing and welcoming in as many people in my life into my Shabbat experience, even though I can't have them with me personally in person right now.
So that was really beautiful. I'd really like to share a little bit about what candlelighting means to me through one of my favorite songs. So the song I'm about to sing for you called Ima Tagili, which is translates to Mother, Oh, Tell Me, Please. It's an Israeli song. It has an incredibly special place in my heart. So this was a song that I sang with on my bat mitzvah as we stood near the glowing candles we were all about to light. For my bat mitzvah, my mom found it meaningful for a bunch of women very close to me in my life, friends, family, or really everybody, to come together and have a meaningful candlelighting prayer and service for my bat mitzvah. Because like I said, it's a special tradition that women traditionally perform. However, all genders perform it as well. But it's definitely a special mitzvah for women. So this prayer was a very special one for me as my teacher who taught it to me. And it has come to have very special meaning for me as well, this song. I will never forget when my sister and my Mora sang this with me. There was nothing more beautiful than having all women surround us as we celebrated the woman I was yet to become. In this song and prayer, a daughter and her mother light the candles, as women have for generations all around the world. And the child asks her mother, why is she praying and crying silently? Ima tagidili, ma mevakeshet achshav, what are you requesting and praying for? The mother proceeds to bless her daughter, praying that Hashem, God, guards her and her children and grandchildren, and they will serve and love Hashem. The mother knows her beautiful daughter will fill the world with light for generations to come and be a gift onto the world. Candlelighting is so incredibly special to me because it is a moment I get to share with my mother, my big sister, and my little sister every week when I'm at home. It's something that'll bring us together no matter where we are in the world or how far apart we are from one another. So I'd like to sing a bit of the song for you now. Works. Ima tagidili, ma ad choshevet achshav, hinech omedet lifnei nerot ha-shabbat, tma'ot notzetzot aleinayich haskurot, ima lama at rocha svataych lo chashot bitfilo memalmelot ima tagidili ma at mevakeshet yehi ratzon milfanecha elokai שתזכני לגדל בנים ובני בנים אוהבי השם יראי אלוקים בנים ובני בנים מרים את העולם במעשים טובים ובתורתם תזכני לגדל בנים, תזכני לגדל
Banim Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Elokai. Feel free to sing along. Shetzizakini legadel banim uvnei banim oave Hashem Yerei Elokim banim uvnei banim chachamim unevonim zera kodesh ba'ashem dvekim banim uvnei banim merim et ha'olam b'masim tovim uvetoratam tezakeni legadel banim tezakeni legadel banim.
Reyut, thank you for sharing that. So beautiful. So lovely to have another voice singing with us to welcome in Shabbat and to share something that's so personal for you. And I really appreciate sharing that. Thank you so much. I think it's really beautiful, you know, a couple of things that you said about how this song and this practice of candlelighting makes you think about your family, and particularly like strong women in your life. And I think that can be a really powerful experience, whether you're home or whether you're in Ann Arbor or whether you're with all those people who you are thinking of, or if it just helps you bring them into your mind. And for me right now, candlelighting, I'll just walk you over to my little candlelighting station here in my home. We're excited about lighting candles this Shabbat. Lately, since we've been sort of both in quarantine and also the virus has been, you know, becoming more and more, people are getting more and more infected here in the States and around us. And it can be a really scary time. And for me, candlelighting has become this time to take a few deep breaths. There's a tradition that is, it's really just a tradition. I'm not really sure where it comes from, of sort of waving our hands in front of our face, in front of the Shabbat candles to bring in the Shabbat light. So like all good traditions where we don't know exactly where they've come from, there's a lot of different stories as to what exactly the meaning behind that is. And one of those is that you're sort of taking in the extra soul that we're told to have being given on Shabbat. And that over those 24 hours, we all have a little extra soul with us. And there's a number of times where we sort of think about that and breathe that in. And that hopefully gives us the opportunity to sort of have a little bit more special experience on Shabbat. And another tradition of that, it really comes from this idea that we light the candles and then we cover them or cover our eyes, because when we make the blessing, we then need to see Shabbat light after that. And so we want to light the candles before we say the blessing, because then it's officially Shabbat. But we want to sort of, we almost trick ourselves in a sense to say that like, oh, the candles were lit before the blessing, but then once we made the blessing, they really became Shabbat candles. And I think about that a lot right now when I think I'm not able to be with people, but I'm thinking about them a lot. So I've been taking a few extra moments when I light candles, sort of before I draw in that Shabbat light, before I draw in that that essence of like an extra soul and that time that feels like it's supposed to be about the time to come. It's supposed to be about perfection, and really just take that time to think about the people I know who are sick right now and who are in need of healing, who are maybe struggling, who are alone, and people who are taking care of people who are in need of who are sick. And I think that that is just bringing a lot of those people into my home who I would love to care for. But right now, the best way to care for them is to all, for all of us to not be together. That's the practice I have right now during candlelighting, is to have that list in mind of some extra people that I'm thinking about, and to wish them as well healing and also some Shabbat peace. I think it in these times when we're really trying to sort of, again, in the space that we're in, create a separation between the rest of the week and Shabbat, the mundane and the holy. One of the ways we have to do that is to mark these moments, and Rayut mentioned, with both candlelighting and Havdalah. This is the way that we mark Shabbat, the beginning and the end of it. And so I bring those people, my list of people who I'm thinking of, I bring them into Shabbat with me and sort of offer them Shabbat peace in that moment. Because of that, we thought we would sing one more song, which is often sung at the end of a traditional Kabbalat Shabbat. And I'm going to say the words. It's about having tranquility and peace in your home. And so I'll say those words. I'll sing it. Rayut's going to sing it with me. We think, we're not sure that Zoom is going to let us both sing together, but we're going to try. And we hope you'll sing it along with us. So the words are Yehi Shalom Behelech Shalva Ba'armanotayich. And those are all the words. It's kind of a mouthful, but we'll sing it a few times. There's two parts to the tune, but it's the same sentence over and over again. Yehi Shalom Behelech Shalva Ba'armanotayich. That last word is a long one. You can also hum along, and we're all just wishing you some Shabbat peace. Rayut, do you want to add anything before we sing?
So, like we said, there's a lot of beauty that's in candlelighting, but I think the beauty of the light that surrounds us and shelters us as well as all the love and beauty of lighting Shabbat candles together brings us together. So my prayer for everyone is, may we all fill the world with kindness, love, and acceptance. And during these uncertain times, may we carry and spread this light onto the world. Amen.
Amen. So again, Yehi Shalom Behelech Shalva Ba'armanotayich. Sing it along with us, and we'll wish you peace and light and all the beautiful words that Rayut shared with us as well on your Shabbat. Yehi shalom be'elech shalva be'armenotayich. 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 Yehi shalom be'elech shalva. Yehi shalom be'elech shalva be'armenotayich. Yehi shalom be'elech shalva be'armenotayich. Yehi shalom be'elech shalva be'armenotayich. So we want to wish you a Shabbat shalom, a Shabbat of peace at your home, wherever you are. Thank you again for Rayut, for sharing with us and for being on this live stream with me. It's made me feel like we're here together, and we'll see you soon. Have a lovely Shabbat.
Have a restful Shabbat.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks. Bye, everyone.